Well, how's it going with the Olympics? Is anyone as much of a sports nut as me? I love being a spectator when things like the Olympics are on. Mitch is nodding his head. I'm hoping that I haven't lost everyone immediately here. There will be some people who don't like sports quite as much. Just stick with me, okay? Being a spectator or being a participant, they're very different things. I am a spectator. I have not put in any hard yards or any kind of sacrifice for these Olympics, except if you count, you know, staying up till 1 a.m. watching sports that I only get to see once every 4 years and therefore not getting enough sleep. I'm a spectator. I'm not a participant. All of those athletes at the Games have put in a huge amount of work, a huge amount of training and effort to be where they are now. They've sacrificed sometimes time with family, sometimes money, lots of money. I heard an interview with the father of Australian discus thrower, Ben Harradine, and he said that he thinks that bringing his son to the Olympics has cost $500,000 over the years, cumulatively, in terms of the travel that they've had to do, the training, the airline tickets, everything. So huge sacrifices that some of these people have made. For me, the moment of the Games so far has been this lady, Almaz Ayana from Ethiopia, who won the 10,000 meters, the women's 10,000 meters race, in a new world record. She smashed the previous record by 14 seconds, which is absolutely massive if any of you know anything about athletics. And in fact, soon after she set her new world record, in fact, as the medal ceremonies were kind of just over, she was already being accused of doping, of drug use. And interestingly, she said this. Questioned in the post-race press conference about the allegations, Ayana insisted she was clean, attributing her success to her lead-in and to God. Three basic things, Ayana said. I did my training specifically for the 5 kilometer and 10 kilometer. Number two, I praise the Lord. God has given me everything, every blessing. My doping is my training. My doping is Jesus. Otherwise, nothing. I am crystal clear. Wow, what a statement. I cannot imagine, I literally can't imagine the amount of sacrifice and commitment that this woman and the other competitors in this race have had to put in to get to this point. The depth of commitment, the hours of sweat, the days and years of training, the pain. I'm not good at pain like that. I don't do running. I can't imagine the pain that she must have gone through, just the physical pain, to get to this point. And it's all to win glory. It's all to win a gold medal, a place in history, to be significant, to meet her destiny. Because that's what a lot of the athletes who go to the Games talk about. They talk about, this is my destiny. This is the thing that I was born to do, and I've trained really hard to get here, and it's the pinnacle of my life and the pinnacle of my achievement. Well, what is it with sport? Maybe it's just me as I look around the audience. I know I've got at least one person on side with me, with Mitch here, and maybe if Debbie had have been here as well. What is it with sport? We Aussies love our sport. In Pakenham, in southeast Melbourne, we love our sport. The calendar revolves around the cricket and the footy matches of the local clubs. I think there's a few things about sport. One of them is the sheer adrenaline rush, right? Is it destiny or devastation? I watched the Matildas, the Australian women's soccer team, in their match against Brazil, and it went to a penalty shootout, and Australia lost 7-6. And you could see the devastation written all over the faces of those athletes. It was really sad. And I felt that to a small extent, you know. I felt, oh no, so disappointed. And yet, on the other hand, we've seen athletes who've done their PBs or they've got the world record, or they've won a gold medal. So partly it's that, just that rush of adrenaline. Partly though, athletes talk about being part of something bigger than us, part of the Olympic movement, part of a gathering of people from all around the planet, from all different countries, who are there for a cause, who are there for a particular purpose. There's also the sense, I think, of doing something significant. And as a spectator rather than a participant, I think that I only get the reflected glory. You know, I feel good when Australia wins gold medals. Why do I feel good? I didn't do anything. It's that sense that there's something important happening. There's something significant there. It's also about leaving a mark on the world. And a lot of athletes talk about that. They want to be part of history. They want to meet their destiny. They want to leave an inspiration for future generations. You know what? When you look at these things, none of them is bad. All of these things are God-given needs. We're people who are meant to be made for a purpose. We're meant to have a destiny. We need to be part of something that's bigger than us. It's important for us to be doing something significant and making a difference in the world. And God wants us to leave a mark and to leave a legacy. These are good things that are reflected, I believe, in our passion for sport. And so we come to the Olympics and to Hebrews chapter 12. Over all the games and the events at Rio stands the statue of Christ the Redeemer. Quite an interesting symbol, I think. And particularly when we read from Hebrews the metaphor of our life of faith as a sporting endeavor. Let me read some of those verses to you. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he's seated at the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Hebrews 12 talks about our life as a race of faith. And it talks about Jesus as the champion, the one who begins and who completes our faith for us. You are not just a spectator in the race of faith. You are a participant. Notice that Hebrews chapter 12 says that God has marked out a race for us. You have been made a competitor in the life of faith in eternally significant events by God himself. You're not just a spectator. What you do is important. Destiny. Our actions have an eternal significance. It's not just about getting to heaven when we die. What we do here and now makes a difference. Makes a difference in God's world and in the way that people will relate to him. Victors. Jesus has won the great contest. The only way that I can think of kind of an analogy for this is, imagine if there were an event at the Olympics where the first person to cross the 10,000 meter line, the first woman, would win the gold medal, but so would everyone else on her team if they could just get past the finish line, all right? I would not be able to run anywhere near as fast as Ayana Almaz, right? I would collapse if I tried to do that. I would probably end up in hospital. But if my team is winning, and if she has crossed the line first, and all I need to do is to finish the race, then that's a picture of what Jesus has done for us. Hebrews chapter 12 says that Jesus endured the cross to reach the joy that was set before him. And the joy that was set before Jesus was the joy of bringing many people to life with God. The joy of seeing people forgiven, the joy of seeing people reconciled to his heavenly Father, the joy of drawing people to be competitors, participants in the race of faith with him. Jesus has already won the contest. We've got the gold medal. All we have to do is to keep our eyes on Jesus and to cross the finish line, still on his team. Not get distracted, not wander off into the stands to greet our relatives or decide to do a runner because they might drug test us or something like that. Not get distracted, keep our eyes on Jesus, and the victory over sin and death and the devil is ours. We're on the winning team. The family of God is yours. Jesus' victory is your victory. So if we are participants in the race of faith, my question is, what's your race? Of course, apart from the race as Christians that all of us have, which simply to keep our eyes on Jesus and live with faith in him, what's your race? My race is primarily to be a husband, a father, and a church planter, and to bring God's good news to people who haven't heard it yet. What's your race? What's the unique contribution that God has placed you in a position where you are the only one who can accomplish that destiny? It might be as father or mother to your children. That might be part of your race. It might be in your workplace or as a witness to Christ when people ask you about your faith. I'm not quite sure what all of your races are. I know that they finish at the finish line with victory with Jesus, but I don't know what the course will be like that you are racing as you go through that. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39 to 40, talks about people who've gone before us in the race of faith. It says this: all of these people earned a good reputation because of their faith, yet none of them received all that God had promised. For God had something better in mind for us, so that they would not reach perfection without us. Everyone has a part to play in the race of faith. No one is insignificant. Only together are we complete. Only together with all those who've gone before us for the last 2,000 years or more, only together with all of those on earth who are part of that race of faith right now. Okay, in your race, what entangles you? What slows you down? What trips you up? Hebrews chapter 12 talks about these kinds of things as sin. Now, I wonder what difference it would make if we thought of sin not quite so much as the bad things we do, as what are the things that slow us down and make us ineffective and drag us away from keeping our eyes on Jesus? What are the things that trip us up as we run the race of faith that God has given to us? Might it be lack of self-esteem? Again, I don't know what your things are. I know what mine are. Might it be busyness keeping us from all that God has for us? Might it be fear? Might it be apathy? Pride? That'd be one for me. Anxiety about money. Lust. Lots of other things I could mention there. What are the things that trip you up and slow you down on the race of faith? And in the midst of that, how can we persevere? Because the life of faith is not necessarily easy. Just like the life of an elite athlete is not easy, there are times when it's actually really hard to be a follower of Jesus. There are times, and this has happened to me recently, where in my race, I've been thinking, is anything that I'm doing making a difference? Is anything being effective? Or am I just kind of wasting my time? Am I just kind of going through the motions? Maybe sometimes in your race, you feel that way too. How can we persevere? Hebrews 12, 1-2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let's strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. How can we persevere? There's an activeness here, isn't there, about getting rid of those things, stripping off those things which weigh us down and which entangle us. We're part of that. Yes, Jesus forgives us, absolutely. And whatever those things are that trip you up and tangle you and weigh you down, Jesus has taken them upon himself. The other side of the coin is that God calls us to get rid of those things that might hinder us from running our life of faith. Keep our eyes on Jesus. If I was in that 10,000 meter race and I knew that the gold medal was already mine, all I had to do was cross the finish line and be on the right team at the end. Keep your eyes on the finish line. Remember, there's a bigger picture. When things seem difficult, it's not that God is absent, but actually that he is disciplining you, he's training you, he's helping you to grow stronger in your life of faith. And finally, not just you individually, but what's our destiny? We have a phrase in our church that says, walking with the risen Jesus. And we hope and pray that others will come to walk with him too. We have a part to play. We might seem small, but we're not insignificant. God has a purpose for us as a church here in Southeast Melbourne, here in Pakenham. We have a purpose to lift people who have stumbled, to encourage those who think their lives don't matter, to point people who don't yet know that they can win victory in Jesus to him. And Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9-13 says these things. Take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. What we do as a church is significant. The way that we get alongside people who have stumbled and fallen on the track and we lift them to their feet and say, come on, I'll walk with you. The way that we encourage our brothers and sisters in the life of faith. This is all part of God's work in this place. This is part of our race, part of our destiny. A lot of people that are connected with this church have told me that they feel like there's a call from God for them to be here. It's not just chance. God has placed us here to do something that nobody else can do, that only our community can do. That's our destiny. It's a team effort. We're not on our own. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Are you a spectator or a participant? Well, God has called you to be a participant in the life of faith. Not only that, he's also put you on the winning side. Jesus has already won the victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. Let's keep our eyes on him. He is the one who begins and completes our race of faith. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, it's not always easy to follow you, and sometimes we feel downhearted or despondent or as if the things that we do don't really matter. Thank you that you have already won the victory for us. Help us to keep our eyes on you and help us to help and encourage others also on the race of faith, so that together with you and together with the rest of your church on earth, we complete the race that you have for us. We pray in your name. Amen.